Every U.S. president, no matter how popular, no matter how powerful, can only win 2 4-year terms in office. Then they're out. That was the intention of those who founded the United States, an intention later made part of the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. tradition of limiting presidential terms in office goes back to the first president, George Washington, who left office after 2 terms for reasons explained by Georgetown University's Mark Rome.
President Washington wanted to avoid the cult of personality. He also wanted to avoid the transition to a monarchy. And if you have a president who can stay in office indefinitely, the fear is that somehow this would become a position of for life rather than something that you do to serve the public.
Thus began the tradition of presidents serving no more than 2 terms, something the founders also saw as a means of stimulating a multi-party political environment. That is, until Ulysses S. Grant, who won the presidency in 1868 and again in 1872. In 1880, he was not successful. The next time a president sought a third term was in 1912. Republican Theodore Roosevelt, who served from 1901 to 1909, abandoned his party and formed a new one, the Progressive Party, to challenge the Republican nominee William Howard Taft. Roosevelt defeated Taft, but he did not defeat Democrat Woodrow Wilson, who went on to the White House. The only U.S. president elected to more than 2 terms was Democrat Franklin D. Roosevelt. In 1940, after Roosevelt already had served twice as president, World War II was savagely underway in Europe and Asia. Roosevelt ran for it, won a 3rd and then a 4th term. The feelings of the electorate at that time are described by Howard University's Lorenzo Boris.
The simplest answer, I think, is that Americans recognize under stress, countries tend to re-elect the leader, tend to go focus on the leader.
Then in 1946, the Republican Party took control of Capitol Hill and passed a constitutional amendment that limits presidents to 2 full terms. Georgetown University's Mark Rome explains Congress's motivation to take action.
The Republicans were concerned that a 4-term liberal president was not to their liking, and to keep a long parade of liberal presidents from coming into office, 2 terms and you're out.
The 22nd Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified by the states by 1951. Presidents can win 2 full 4-year terms and can also serve for less than half of another term if the previous president dies or otherwise leaves office. While some have called for its repeal, others say this amendment is what the founders intended to ensure a vibrant democracy. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.